Hello, this is Mrs. Darwin.
And Miss Dempster.
And we're here to talk to you about spelling and grammar in your English exam. First, you might be asking, what is spelling and grammar?
So, spelling and grammar is all of the spelling of your words, making sure they're accurate, and all of the grammar is the formation of your sentences and the punctuation that you use to structure them.
Okay, and one really important thing for a C grade is the range of sentence structures.
Your range of sentences can be used for a variety of effects, and there's a number of sentence structures you can use. There are your simple ones, which are your nice one-clause sentences, your complex ones, and your compound ones, and it's important to use a mixture of them in your exam.
And also, you don't just have to think about sentence types, but you can think about things like questions, short, snappy sentences, long and detailed sentences. So if you're not sure what a complex sentence is, you kind of forget before the exam, you can just make sure your sentence lengths are varied and you include some questions, maybe some exclamations as well.
But why is your punctuation so important to use in your exam, Miss Darwin?
It's really important not only so that the examiner can read it properly, but you're actually judged on it. So you get marks for spag, partly for punctuation. So the most important thing for a C grade is that you want a range of different punctuation. You're not just sticking to the full stops, question marks and exclamation marks, but maybe you could also include some semicolons, some colons, some brackets.
Yeah. Two other important punctuation marks that you can use is the ellipsis. You can use an ellipsis for a really good effect in your exam. It's also important to make sure that you're remembering your or speech quotations, making your quotes really clear to your examiner that you are aware that it's from the text. Another key part of SPAG is your spelling. So there's a number of spelling strategies that you can use, and one of the really important ones to use is look, say, cover, write, check. So you look at the word, say it out loud if you're in your exam, mutter it under your breath, cover it over, write it down,
maybe,
then cover it.
Maybe don't mutter it just in case the examiner tells you off. But yeah, at home
mouth
when you practice it, yeah, definitely. Like, say it aloud at home. But it's a really good technique. It's been proven to work for all age ranges because spelling's to do with memory. So this is basically testing your memory for spelling. And another way of learning the spellings because it's to do with memory is maybe to write some tricky words on post-it notes and put them somewhere around the house, maybe under a mirror, somewhere you're going to visit regularly. Look at them for a few days and then maybe take the post-it away and test yourself.
Yeah, but whichever strategy you use for spelling, it's important to make sure that your strategy fits you best. You can come and see anyone in the English department and I'm sure we've got a list of spelling strategies that we could give you.
Yeah, it's about finding a technique that works for you. And the final thing for a C grade is about tense. So what the examiners are looking for is that you basically stay in the same tense throughout a piece of writing. And this is mainly important in your non-fiction writing or your fiction writing. So say if you're writing a story or a letter, whatever the text type is, if you start in the first person, you've got to stay in that tense throughout, and same for the third person. So that's the C grade skills. The A to A star grade skills, the examiners are looking for similar things, but at a slightly kind of higher level.
So in terms of your sentences, you might be able to use a variety of them throughout your exam, but can you use them for effect? So you might have a long, complex sentence and then follow it up with a short one to create that really punchy effect and emphasise your point.
Yeah, that creates a good contrast with a short sentence after a long, complex sentence. It's a bit, you can notice the short sentence a little bit more if it comes after a long, complex sentence.
Yeah. And your C grade, it allows for some mistakes with your punctuation and spelling. The A star doesn't. The A star is quite strict on having it all accurate and correct. But a big thing with that is confidence, being confident in using your punctuation, using those semicolons correctly. It's better to be confident, use your best punctuation and give it a go.
Yeah, we'd definitely say don't let the spelling put you off using your best vocabulary. Just try it, try the word, and we'd much rather you use that word than that you didn't want to take the risk, because the A to A star is all about trying to be confident with your punctuation, your sentence types, your spelling, just trying to be ambitious, and hopefully if you've practiced enough you'll get it right. Okay, so I think that's about all there is to know about spelling, punctuation and grammar. It's well worth practising things at home, and then if you do have any questions, you can always come in and ask anyone in the English department if there's anything you're kind of stuck on.
Good luck!